but still having a sense of urgency, I think, to get better and fix the things that you need to fix from last week, but also moving on and focusing on the next team. You know, I think sometimes teams get caught up on so much of what happened last week that you got to realize that you might have a different challenge in front of you the next week that you got to focus in on and prepare for. So, you know, I think with us on Mondays, that's kind of we put everything to bed, whether a win or a loss. And when we come in here Wednesday for practice, you know, it's a whole new mindset. You know, whether we were disappointed last week or head over heels the week before, happy we won, we try to move on and focus on that next game come Wednesday. I was saying earlier, he's a big target. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, in the middle of their offense. They move him around a little bit, but usually he's somewhere in the middle running routes, and I think he's a huge target for him. You know, whenever you got to cover a guy of that size and athletic ability, it's tough because he's athletic enough that, you know, he can create separation against linebackers, and a lot of times against safeties, he's just too big for him. So we'll have to do different things to play him, and, you know, I think the focus is make sure we stay on him. We don't give him much breathing room and allow him to use his size. At running back, but he can run anywhere. You know, a play could be going to the right, he cut it back to the left, and then we put Patterson. You talk about him, whether it be running the ball from kind of a running back position or coming on a speed sweep at wide receiver or running down the field. And then Greg Jennings is a really good receiver. So they have a lot of weapons. So we'll have to, you know, everyone will have to kind of do their job. It's not like we could just focus in on one guy and, you know, say if we take him away, then that's the game. You know, everyone's going to have to do their job throughout the whole game. Definitely one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. I mean, kickoff returns, scored on a 67-yard toss play. So, I mean, he can kind of hurt you in a bunch of different ways on the field. So, definitely probably the most dynamic player we've seen so far, even though it's still early. But he can do everything on the field. So, he's definitely a tough matchup. Definitely. I mean, one of the biggest things with him is his tackling. You know, you see, you know, not every play he gets is just wide open. He's breaking a lot of tackles. And it's a little different. You know, you see running backs that break a lot of tackles, and he kind of does that as a wide receiver, runs through arm tackles. He does it on kickoff returns and when he gets the ball on offense. So the safeties will be stressed, the linebackers, the corners. Everybody will probably get a chance at him at some point in the game. Definitely. I mean, it's always a focal point, and when you play – you know, we played last week, and then you move on to a game this week where you got Adrian Peterson and Patterson carrying the ball. Again, it's another focal point because those are two guys that are tough to tackle. You know, you see guys get to them early sometimes, get to them in the backfield, and they break a tackle, and that was a big play. I mean, I thought that was the same way. That was a do-your-job game as well because of the weapons on the field. So we just ain't do a good enough job last week, and it'll be the same thing this week. We'll have to do our job and know where everybody's at because they have, you know, a lot of weapons, a little like even Kyle Rudolph, a little different than, you know, last week when we saw a quicker guy in Clay. This is a huge target, you know, similar to what we have down there with Gronk, a big guy with big hands, big catch radius. So, like I said, they have a lot of weapons and, you know, they spread the ball around to them. It's been a focus. I think, you know, since I've been here early in the season, it's always been a good amount of focus to fundamentals because we're still getting better. You know, it's only the second game. It's early in September. We have to really focus on, you know, trying to win games and making sure we're not the same team in week three that we are in week two. Make sure we're not the same team last week, this week. So, and I think fundamentals is a key part of that, to keep improving our technique and, you know, all the little things so we can try to become a better team each week. It's an investigation. I mean, I guess we'll see how everything plays out. But I guess they're doing an investigation, try to see how and what happened, and we'll see how it plays out.
As one player, are you confident the league can do a thorough investigation?
I mean, we'll see. It doesn't matter if I'm confident or not confident.